Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He goes all over the internet, like even like through targeted ads. Just trying to find information to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know roughly 98% of your body's atoms are replaced every year, making you physically different from a year ago, the result of constant atomic renewal?
Well, then why do I still suck?
What? They said 98% of your
atoms. Oh, okay, so the crappy 2% just hang around?
Sorry.
Clinging on. I think I'm different than I was a year ago.
Well, according to his fact, you are. We all are.
I think I'm different spiritually.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Cosmically.
Me too.
Sexually.
All right. Okay. All right.
Maybe not that
All right.
One.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
Why does this happen and how does this happen, Kevin?
So, okay. It's like friends, okay?
All right.
You meet some new friends, a.k.a. Adams.
Okay.
They meet your older Adams.
A-D-A-M-S.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're like, ooh, I'm not getting a good vibe from you.
Okay.
I'm going to replace you in the friend group.
Okay.
Oh,
and
all
then
right.
That's how the new Adams come in, and then you're a better person because of it. Sometimes friends come in your life for a part of your life. And
a
then
season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yes.
Yes.
Season, reason, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
I love that rule. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Interesting fact, Kevin.
Did you know the word brabble means to argue about petty things?
Why don't we use that word more often?
Because we're too busy arguing about petty things.
That is pretty much the slogan for this show.
Okay, of the three of us, who argues about the petty stuff the most?
There's no question it's me.
Oh, I thought that was going to be me for a second.
I'm the one who I feel like my blood pressure gets raised when I see somebody not return a shopping cart.
See, is that petty though?
Yeah.
I think that's petty.
I think you've argued about pettier.
What is the definition of petty then, Kevin?
I don't know how to explain it. You just know what petty is.
I would say petty is a surface annoyance.
Okay.
Like somebody not returning a shopping cart, it doesn't affect your day, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The definition of petty is of little importance.
Yeah, that's you.
Wow.
Right.
But wouldn't you say you kind of love living in that space? You love being a brabbler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
A brabbler.
Yeah.
That's not a sexy word.
No, well, it's not a sexy thing to do.
No,
don't raise your voice at me.
There's something about a lovable crank.
So do you think you're going to get worse as you get older?
I don't think we can avoid it. Like, at some point, I'm pretty close already to not really getting upset about something big and cataclysmic like climate change anymore, because I know it's out of my control. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, if I can't get upset about that because there's nothing I can do about
it. And God knows I need to stay upset.
Right. Then maybe I should be upset about something, the fact that, like, doves make nests in dumb places. And get mad at them for that.
I wish people could understand. Desperately. How many times a dove's nest and its location has come up in conversation.
Yeah.
It has been years. Literal years.
See, Brabler.
Brabler.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the Romans believed that the vein in the fourth finger on the left hand ran directly to the heart and was called the vena amoris, the vein of love. This is why it's called the wedding ring. Wedding ring finger.
None of that tracks.
The vein on the fourth finger is the vein of love.
He's saying that the vein on your ring finger, on your married ring finger, the Romans believed it went all the way to your heart.
Just one vein.
Does everyone have a vein there?
I don't have a vein.
I don't have
a vein. Guys, you have veins in your entire body.
But I can't see it.
I can't see the vein.
I don't know that it means you have to see it.
Does that mean my love is missing?
Apparently,
they did. They had to see it.
Why couldn't they have, like, done it, like...
We're talking about ancient Rome.
They took people apart.
Is this the vein? The middle?
Yeah, see, you've got love.
I guess there's something. Okay, all right. I can barely see mine. Kevin, maybe that means that you and I just don't love.
I guess.
Uh-oh.
It's hard to love.
That's why it's the ring finger. That's all right.
What was that word you were struggling over?
Vena amoris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that I say it now, it seems easier.
I think it's a vena.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like it literally translates in Latin to the love vein.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.